We are clear that we give respect to the people. The Mexica, which we, for the most part, know as the Aztec. In Spanish, it's Mexicano. In English, it's Mexican. They also refer to themselves as Chicano, meaning children of the earth. Those two identifiers, Chicano or Mexicano, which are one and the same, came before the term and labeled Hispanic, Mexican-American, Spanish surname, Latino, Ladino, which comes from the South. Even before mestizo, before wetback, beaner, and illegal alien, before all the other labels our colonizer has tried to impose on us as a people as though they owned us. We are clear that we give respect to the people that still refer to themselves and identify themselves as Chicano Mexicano, for they are showing respect to the ancestry of their origin.
Radio del Barrio, KUCR, 88 FM.
Estimados carnales delegados, permítanme el gran placer, la honra de introducirles al señor Reyes López Tijerines.
Dicen que nomás una madre que pare un hijo sabe lo que duele y cómo se ama un hijo. Igualmente con un hombre, una persona que lucha y sacrifica tiempo, lágrimas, el amor, el corazón, el espíritu por desarrollar un programa, por ayudar a su raza, a su pueblo. Nomás esa persona sabe.
It is because of a treaty that I'm here speaking English. It is because of a treaty called the Guadalupe Hidalgo Treaty, signed February 2nd, 1848. It is because of that treaty that I am angry. It is because of that treaty that our people has been suffering. And it is because of that treaty that we have the right to stand up and indict and become the star witness against the greatest organized power ever built by taxpayers, the U.S. federal government. I am angry and my people is angry because the Anglo is using the money, his power, his language, his culture, his political organized system to crush, to humiliate us, to deprive us from our property, from our civil rights, from the rights that we inherited through the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. That is racist.
Tenemos un futuro muy grande y un papel muy grande en el suroeste. Y tenemos que desarrollarnos, perfeccionarnos para poder desempeñar este papel único.
Reflexiones del pasado, KUCR 88.3 FM. Pues, Raza, welcome back to a Firme Friday Night. Radio Aztlán KUCR 88.3 FIM. I am your host, Beto Man, and I'll be with you for the next two firme horas. Simón, que yes. El mes ya merito se pasa, raza, and bueno, pues... otras cosas también pasan, ¿verdad? I guess. We're gonna throw down some Chicano movimiento here. Música de nuestra gente, de nuestra raza. I hope that you enjoy, kick back, relax, and enjoy, raza. We're gonna start off with Rosa Marta Cerate. And she has several CDs. She's out of course, San Bernardino. And she's been playing for years. Actually, she taught me the guitar out of Libraria del Pueblo. And I've known her for years. And I just picked up her brand new CD. This is Rosa Marta Cerate. So I hope you enjoy. Aquí te va.
Te vi marchar a un lugar trabajaba y trabajaba en la labor. 8 meses de embarazo, ¿qué le importan al patrón? ¿Qué le importan al patrón? Agachada y de rodillas, sin poderse defender. Llora en su vientre un niño, ya desde antes de nacer. Trabajando en tierra ajena por sus manos, ve pasar aquellos preciados frutos que nunca habrá de probar, acabó la cosecha, cosecha para el patrón. ¿Y qué cosechó la madre con su trabajo y sudor? Con su trabajo y sudor parió un niño retardado, desnutrido, desnutrido y sin olor. Mientras tanto goza y ríe el patrón, en la abundancia el patrón. Una madre campesina trabajaba y trabajaba, trabajaba y trabajaba, trabajaba y trabajaba en la labor. Lo que pasó ya pasó. No ha de importarle.
This is the Peto Man, and you're listening to Radio Aslan, KUCR 88.3 FM. That was Rosa Marta Zarate out of San Bernardino, and a local movimentista, ¿verdad? She's all over the place, all over Mexico. She's at all the protests, demonstrations, marches. She's always helping la raza, ¿verdad? One way or another, she's very, very involved in how people are suffering and depressed, ¿verdad? And that's off of her brand new CD. We're going to play one more song of Rosa Marta that I really enjoy. This is from her last CD that I had. And aquí te va. I hope you enjoy. And we're going to continue with some more Chicano Movimiento music only here on Radio Aslan. Remember that Radio Aslan is on KUCR.org. Simultaneously broadcasting around the world, ¿verdad, Simón? And that's streaming live. Órale, pues, aquí te va.
Caminamos a la casa del sol, dejando paso a paso nuestras huellas, abriendo por la tierra nuevas sendas, liberando las estrellas. Escucha el cantar del caracol. Escucha el cantar del caracol. Nos recuerda de caminos sin cadenas, el derecho de vivir sobre la tierra, sin el peso, sin el yugo explotador. Escucha el cantar del caracol. Escucha el cantar del caracol. Es el canto del tiempo y de la historia, es la voz de la raza milenaria, es la conciencia animando el caminar liberador. Escucha el cantar del caracol. Del caracol es el canto del tiempo y de la historia, es la voz de la raza milenaria, es la conciencia animando el caminar liberador. Escucha el cantar del caracol. Nos entrega la herencia de aprender a luchar por la vida y el derecho a tomar los caminos del saber. Escucha el cantar del caracol. El cantar del caracol es el canto del tiempo y de la historia, es la voz de la raza milenaria, es la conciencia animando el caminar liberador. Escucha el cantar del caracol.
Rosa Marta Zárate con el cantar del caracol. Here's Los Hornaleros del Norte.
Oiga, compa, por ahí se oye un helicóptero, oiga.
Sí, compa, y a mí se me hace que es la migra. Vámonos.
La migra quiere sacar toda la raza latina, lo buscan por todos lados, por nomás lo saben decir. Los llevamos pa' Tijuana, pero la raza es pregona, se la sabe toditita. Si lo sacan por la tarde, regresamos de mañanita. Pero la raza es pregona, se la sabe toditita. Si lo sacan por la tarde, regresamos de mañanita. Necesitamos trabajar, ya no sean tan culebras, se han vuelto ya de las que hay por todos lados, nomás pelando los ojos para ver dónde hay mojado. Yo los quisiera invitar por medio de esta canción a que luchemos en contra de la discriminación. Yo los quisiera invitar por medio de esta canción a que luchemos en contra de la discriminación. Se han vuelto unas comadronas, hasta parecen coyotes cazando en la misma loma. Ya la han agarrado en serio con todos los jornaleros. Necesitamos trabajar, ya no sean tan culebras. Se han vuelto ya de las que hay por todos lados, nomás pelando los ojos para ver dónde hay mojados. Ya me voy a despedir, pero les dejo mi canto pa' que lo griten toditos en las ciudades y en los campos. Ya me voy a despedir, pero les dejo mi canto pa' que lo griten toditos en las ciudades y en los campos. Pa' que lo griten toditos en las ciudades y en los campos. Pa' que lo griten toditos en las ciudades y en los campos.
Los Jornaleros del Norte, aquí te va Amparo Ochoa.
Del mar los vieron llegar. Mis hermanos emplumados serán los hombres barbados de la profecía esperada. Se oyó la voz del monarca de que el Dios había llegado y les abrimos la puerta por temor a lo ignorado. Iban montados en bestias, como demonios del mal, iban con fuego en las manos y cubiertos de metal. Solo el valor de unos cuantos les opuso resistencia y al mirar correr la sangre se llenaron de vergüenza, porque los dioses ni comen ni gozan con lo robado y la grandeza del pasado y en ese error nos quedamos 300 años esclavos. Se nos quedó el maleficio de brindar al extranjero nuestra fe, nuestra cultura, nuestro pan, nuestro dinero. Y le seguimos cambiando oro por cuentas de vidrio y damos nuestras riquezas por sus espejos con brillo. Siglo XX, nos siguen llegando rubios y les abrimos la casa y los llamamos amigos, pero si llega cansado un indio de andar la sierra, lo humillamos y lo vemos como extraño por su tierra. Que te muestras humilde ante el extranjero, pero te vuelves soberbio con tus hermanos del pueblo. Oh, maldición de Malinche, enfermedad del presente, ¿cuándo dejarás mi tierra? ¿Cuándo harás libre a mi gente?
And that was Maldición de Malinche by Amparo Ochoa. Aquí te va la Adelita.
Que decía Adelita se fuera con otro, le seguiría la huella sin cesar. Si por mar en un buque de guerra, si por tierra en tren malita, soy soldado y la patria me llama a los campos que vaya a pelear. Adelita, Adelita de mi alma, no me vayas por Dios a olvidar. Después que terminó una cruel batalla y la tropa abandonó su campamento por las bajas que causara la metralla, muy diezmado regresaba el regimiento. El sargento recordando los quereres, los soldados que volvían de la guerra, requiriéndoles como a otras mujeres, entonaba de la guerra y se oía que decía aquel que tanto la quería y se acabó.
Of course, Adelita with Amparo Ochoa, and following up is El Barzón con Amparo Ochoa.
Cigarro de oca, que patrón tan sinvergüenza. Soy más se llevó
para su maldita troje. Se me reventó el barzón y sigue la yunta andando. Cuando llegué a mi casita, me decía mi prenda amada. Onto el maíz que te tocó, le respondí yo muy triste. El patrón se lo llevó por lo que debía en la hacienda, pero me dijo el patrón que contara con la tienda. Ahora voy a trabajar para seguirle abonando. 20 pesos 10 centavos son los que salgo restando. Me dice mi prenda amada, ya no trabas con ese hombre, no me lo está robando. Anda al salón de sesiones que te lleve mi compadre. Y no le hagas caso al padre, él hizo tres comuniones. Que no ves a tu familia que ya no tiene calzones. Y yo tengo ya faldilla, ni tú tienes pantalones. Nomás me quedé pensando porque dejé a mi patrón. Me dice mi prenda amada que vaya el patrón al cuerno. Como estuviéramos de hambre si te has seguido creyendo de lo que te decía el cura de las penas del infierno. Viva la revolución, muera el supremo gobierno. Se me reventó el barzón y siempre seguí sembrando.
Valentín de la Sierra con Amparo Ochoa.
Voy a cantar un corrido de un amigo de mi tierra. Llamábase Valentín, que fue fusilado y colgado en la sierra. No me quisiera acordar que era una tarde de invierno, cuando por su mala suerte cayó Valentín en manos del gobierno. El general le pregunta cuál es la gente que guía. Son 800 alzados que trae por la sierra Mariano Mejía. El coronel le pregunta cuál es la gente que manda. Son 800 alzados que tienen sitiado al rancho de los Landa. El general le decía, yo te concedo el indulto, pero me vas a decir cuál es el jurado y la causa que juzgo. Valentín, como era hombre, de nada les dio razón. Yo soy de los palabras. Madre mía de...
comiendo mi alma. Así como se sonría, muerto se quedó sonriendo. Y toditos se admiraban de él por su valor, que era tan tremendo. Vuela, vuela, palomita, párate en aquel fortín. Estas son las mañanitas de un hombre valiente que fue
pues Raza, you're listening to Radio Aslan, KUCR 88.3 FM, the mighty KUCR, broadcasting from the University of California, Riverside. This is your host, the Beto Man, and I've been with you for almost an hour. And going to throw a little Beto's aviso out there for you. The Chicano Movimiento, we're playing Chicano Movimiento music, and we're telling stories of that oral tradition. And the last song you've heard right now, este was, of course, a Valentín de la Sierra. And, you look at these songs and you look at that tradition and you say, well, what was it all for? The revolution of Mexico and the oppressive hand of the Español, lo conquistador. And you say, well, why does history matter? It matters because it affects you directly. From 500 years ago to today, because that trauma, that psychological trauma exists within you. And you have to break the chains that are mental, the chains that are spiritual, the chains that are physical, holding you down. How are they physical? Well, they're physical with labor, ¿verdad? We're poor because we don't have a good job. That's physical. How is it mental? Well, every time you drink a beer or you do drugs, that's mental. And you're in chains because you want to get away so badly that you want to numb yourself. You want to numb your body. And you want to say, I've had enough. I can't deal with it. And that's not the way to do it because that only causes more depression, ¿verdad? And then how is it spiritual? Well, the Catholic Church has oppressed our people in many different ways, especially through guilt. We feel guilty for those things that we need to do, for those things that we have to do. And I'm not talking about sinful things. I'm talking about taking fate and destiny into our own hands by shaping the world according to how we need to mold it, how we need to forge it, how we need to see it, ¿verdad? And a lot of times, the Catholic Church and church in general, all religion says, well, leave it in the hands of God, ¿verdad? Well, that's fine and dandy, but if Martin Luther King would have done that, well, we wouldn't have many of the major civil rights changes that we have. If Reyes López Tijerina had not taken over Kit Carson back in 1967, the National Forest for the land grants, We wouldn't even have what we call the word Chicano. We wouldn't have the idea of Aslan. We wouldn't have El Plan Espiritual de Aslan. We wouldn't have Radio Aslan if it wasn't for Reyes López Tijerina, who fought the oppressive forces that were controlling that land grant, ¿verdad? And these are people that have put their lives on the line for their people, for the community, for the pueblo, ¿verdad? José Ángel Gutiérrez, who established La Raza Unida, was hunted down by the Texas Rangers. César Chávez gave his life to fasting in the hope of God and faith that we would have a better day, ¿verdad? And of course, so this is how It affects our lives every single day, that historical perspective. And if you forget your history, then you don't know who you are. You don't know what you've gone through, what your people have gone through, those struggles. And you wash it all away and you become whitewashed. And you forget. You forget that importance of what we're struggling for, why we have to become better than the average bear. Como dijo Yogi Bear, if you remember Yogi Bear, ¿verdad? You have to be smarter than the average bear. You have to constantly educate your mind. You have to constantly look at your cultura, your tradition, your music. And you have to embrace it and you have to lift it up. Versus then not paying attention to it and going to what's hip and what's fad and what's new, you know, because that's how, como nos tienen, running around in circles, like a perrito trying to bite our tail, ¿verdad? Así nos tienen, with what's hip, what's new, what's the fad, what's the trend, and that's not what it's about. Una piedra, a rock, shall be here for an eternity. A mountain, ¿verdad? A tree that has been over 5,000 years old. ¿Verdad? Man, of course, comes and tears it apart, but it has been here. A rock just doesn't wash away. It's stable. It sustains. It is a part of the landscape. Grítame piedras del campo. That's what I'm talking about. And that's what we need to be as a people. We need to fortify our cultura. But if we forget about it and we're doing everything else, you know, that is not relevant to our cultura, then we lose our cultura. We lose ourselves. We fall into an abyss of drugs, sex, violence. Is that really what you want, raza? And that's why I'm playing this Chicano Movimiento music, so that it could inspire you, so that you could say, how am I going to leave my legacy upon this world? What am I going to do for my people? Mi gente, mi raza, mi pueblo. ¿Qué voy a hacer para cambiar la vida de mis hijos? Del futuro. Bueno, this has been the Beta Man. Remember that all opinions expressed on Radio Aslan belong solely to the Radio Aslan staff and do not belong to the Regents of California nor KUCR's staff or board. Órale, pues. Here's some more Jornaleros del Norte.
Porque me sentí obligado para poderme defender de un gabacho condenado. Me puse a estudiar inglés porque me sentí obligado para poderme defender de un gabacho condenado. Allá donde trabajaba me querían mandonear, no más por el pinche inglés que no sabía yo hablar,
no más por el pinche inglés que no sabía yo hablar.
El gabacho me decía en inglés y enojado, el gabacho me decía en inglés y enojado. El balón.
me subo al bus sin tener ni una moneda para poder cancelar el valor de la carrera. De pronto escuché al chofer que me volvió a pronunciar la misma versión que oía donde yo iba a trabajar.
La misma versión que oía donde yo iba a trabajar.
El gabacho me decía, en inglés y enojado. El gabacho me decía, en inglés y enojado. You went back, don't understand what you are supposed to do.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after these firme mensajes.
Now is the time, Raza, to stand up and change your conditions. Now is the time to change your situation with youth, situation with drugs, and situation with gangs in our community. Now is the time. Welcome and hope you enjoy the show.
Orale Raza, this is Benicio from the Coachella Brownberry Unit. You're tuned to KUCR 88 FM aquí en Riverside, Califa Aslan, Radio Aslan.
This is Guadalupe Rivera, the Brownberry Unit of Coachella, Radio Aslan, KUCR 88 FM Riverside, Aslan.
Órale raza, this is Verónica Carizales from Coachella Unit, Brown Berets. You're listening to Radio Aslan, KUCR 88.3 FM Riverside. ¡Que viva la raza!
Catiawi raza, this is Mario Maldonado, Mount Sac Mecha. You're listening to Radio Aslan, KUCR 88.3 FM. Liberate your mind, then liberate your people.
Somos Carolina Hernández
y Andrea Figueroa
de North Mecha.
You are listening to Radio Aztlán, KUCR 88.3 FM. ¡Que viva la mujer!
So welcome back to another Firme Friday night here with Radio Aslan KUCR 88.3 FEM. I am your host, the Peto Man, and of course we've been playing already una hora de Chicano Movimiento music. This is our second half now, starting the second half. Ya son las nueve y punto de la noche, raza. Prepárense. Cozy up, ponse en un scarf, put on your jacket, put on some extra thick socks if you're gonna go outside, porque está frío, raza, está bien frío, hombre. Cuidado, cuidado. And of course, today is Friday, January 20th, 2017. And we're gonna go ahead and continue, raza. We got a lot more music, we're going through a bunch of stuff. Here's another song that I just happened to pick up. This one's a corrido, actually, on Rubén Salazar, believe it or not. Very rare, hard to get, so aquí te va. I hope you enjoy.
Remember the kid in the 53 coupe, serving time over something to prove. Late nights his screams can still be heard, the boulevard with ear engaged.
pues, raza. This is the Beto Man, and welcome to Beto's Aviso. Talk a little bit about Reyes López Tijerina. And you should do some research on him. A very important individual. He passed away, actually, January 19th. That's, of course, of 2015, 2 years ago. He had reached a very good age of 88, ¿verdad? And, bueno, pues... died pobre, lived pobre all his life. He became a minister for the Pentecost church and preached for a very long time. And then out of the blue, some people called him out of a Nuevo Mexico, Tierra María. And they were interested in somebody to defend them and go do some research and figure out how they can reclaim a land grant in Nuevo Mexico. And of course, he was the first to go out into Mexico and then all the way to Spain, picked up the dictionary on the Leyes de las Indias, all the laws that were established by the Spanish conquistadores and the crown of Spain, and read them all. I mean, he just went, he was an autodidact. An organic intellectual, and just looked at all of this information and soaked it all up. And then, of course, he came back. Now, he was not a violent man, pero if push came to shove, he needed to do what he needed to do. And, of course, se agarraron a balazos on June 5th, 1967, in Tierra María at the courthouse. There was a big shooting, and there's several books on Reyes López Tijerina. They Call Me King Tiger, edited and translated by José Ángel Gutiérrez, is the life of Reyes López Tijerina. Reyes López Tijerina wrote his own book called Mi Lucha por Mi Tierra in Spanish. It can only be found in Mexico, very, very rare. And of course, he ended up going to jail for 3 years. Now, he defended himself and won. He was the first one to really incorporate a Chicano jury. He was able to put in his own peers. This was probably the first time that it was really used by a Chicano to make sure that there was enough Chicanos on the jury. That's punto número uno. Punto número dos is that he won against the United States government and won the land grant to be returned to the people. What he was convicted for was his wife burnt a sign, a national federal sign, and he was sent to prison for a total of 3 years, ¿verdad? And you can read about, again, Reyes López Tijerina, who fought for your derechos. You know, I mean, you would think, well, you know, he just fought for Nuevo Mexico. No, he inspired a generation. He inspired the Chicano Movimiento. He inspired El Plan Espiritual de Aztlán. He inspired the whole concept of Chicanismo. Even though he didn't really believe in the word Chicano, he always preferred Indo-Hispano. He believed that we were Indians and we were half Spanish. And that is correct, but the term Indo-Hispano is a little harder to say. And Chicano was an Aztec word, and we wanted to go back to our indigenous roots versus giving homage to that Spanish rape, ¿verdad? And a lot of times it was rape. There was some Spanish conquistadores that did marry, because that was the obligation by the Catholic Church, but there was also a lot of rape, ¿verdad? And so then he inspired all of that, and he was made citizen number one at the conference of El Plan Espiritual de Aztlán, the first Chicano Liberation Conference in Denver, Colorado, that was held by the Crusade for Justice by Corky Gonzalez. Very interesting individual who fought fought his entire life for the protection of Chicanos, ¿verdad? So I encourage you to go on out. Now, it's very interesting that he died on January 19th, which was 2 years ago. That was the celebration of Martin Luther King Day, ¿verdad? Because it's I believe, the third Monday of every month, of every January, ¿verdad? Is Martin Luther King Day. And then he was actually buried, and they didn't plan it, but they had to hold him. so that enough people could come around from the surrounding area for his funeral. And they actually buried him without even thinking about it or without even actually planning it on February 2nd, which is actually the date of the treaty, the signing of the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. Now, this is important because he brought this document out, and he was the one that used the document in the court case, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, saying, hey, we have rights. We are a people that were oppressed. We did not surrender conditionally like Japan surrendered unconditionally. We surrendered with conditions. Those conditions that we have the right to keep our language, the Spanish language, that we have the right to keep our culture, to keep our heritage, that we have those rights under the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. And that inspired people. That whole revolution, Reyes was hunted by the National Guard for a whole week. They could not find him. The only way that they got him to turn himself in is that they held the family and the Alianza, his organization, all those members, they held them in a corral against their will for a whole week inside a corral. Which is, of course, a violation of their freedom of rights and basically kidnapping. But what are you going to tell the government? And they held him, and he turned himself in, but they didn't catch him. So he ran around for a whole week making the National Guard look like fools, like idiots, tontos, ¿verdad? But this was the will of Reyes López Tijerina, a very important figure in our Chicano history. So he was buried on February 2nd of 2015, but that was the signing of the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. And that inspired a generation, this document that had basically disappeared for over 100 years. And everybody knew that there was a treaty, but nobody ever read it. Nobody ever really understood it. Nobody ever really understood that we had rights. That every time that we fly the Mexican flag, that's our right to fly that flag. We are the only people that have a right to fly a flag in the United States because we have a treaty with the United States. And that treaty is part of our heritage. And that's what Reyes López Tijerina gave to us. Bueno, pues, this is the Beto Man. You're listening to KUCR 88.3 FM. Remember that all opinions expressed belong solely to the Radio Slan staff and do not belong to the regions of California nor KUCR staff or board. Here is the corrido de Reyes López Tijerina. He was such a humble man that he didn't want his name mentioned in the corrido. So they mention him without mentioning him. Aquí te va. This is Los Reyes de Albuquerque.
Año de 67, 5 de junio fue el día. Controlaba
ica tlen niaski. Amitla ni tenio tilio, tlacuitlapan talipan. Yenin kichua no yolotzi. Asemo topali, yualane milis, inkueponis talipan. Tines cayotitiu, chochime. Tines cayotitiu, cuicame.
¿Con qué de irme? ¿Qué quedará en pos de mí aquí en la tierra? ¿Cómo ha de actuar mi corazón? ¿Que acaso en vano he de venir a vivir, a brotar aquí en la tierra? Dejemos al menos flores, dejemos al menos cantos.
With what shall I go? Shall I leave nothing in my place over this earth? How should my heart act? Did we come to live in vain, to grow on this earth? We leave at least flowers. We leave at least songs.
We leave at least flowers. We leave at least songs.
Voces del tambor tocando, flautas que hablan con Dios, me dicen así. Sangre y fusil y la tierra, gritando revolución. dicen así. Manos de bronce en la tierra, flor de sudor van sembrando, esperanzas de los pobres nacen aquí. Piedras de ven, niños llenos de tormenta de nacer. Sangre y fusil y la tierra gritando explosivo llegó. Ya van bajando los pueblos hacia la liberación. Sangre y fusil y la tierra gritando revolución. Hacia la liberación, hacia la liberación, hacia la liberación.
Órale, pues, raza, and that was, of course, Daniel Valdés, América de los Indios. Aquí te va. This is Conjunto Aztlán, out of San Antonio, Texas.
Uno, dos, one, two, three. We'll be right back.
Bueno, pues, Raza, you're listening to Radio Aslan, KUCR 88.3 FEM. This is the Peto Man, and we have a new listener. Raza Simon Esmeralda Reyes is out there listening tonight. She says she's impressed. Órale! Where you been at, homegirl? We've been on the air for a very long time, pero gracias. Gracias for tuning in. We really do appreciate every single listener out there that tunes in and listens to Radio Aslan on Friday nights from 5:30 in the afternoon till 7 a.m. Saturday morning. We play all kinds of firme cultural, traditional música nomás para usted, ¿verdad? Ojalá que te gusta. Aquí vamos a continuar con más música, raza. Más música para la liberación del espíritu del humano, de toda la gente, de todo el pueblo. Esta canción se llama El Quinto Sol. Y esta canción, if you listen just to the lyrics of the song, it tells you a story of 500 years. Aquí te va.
Chupines con todo y trailes, trajo a Jesucristo y al Richard Nixon, trajo la viruela y hasta la siflis, lloré en vez de náhuatl, habla español. También trajo un vato llamado Cortés, que con la Malinche metieron las tres, y de la conquista y la destrucción nacieron mestizos, hijos del sol, pero este sol ya se acabó. Años colonizaron y al indio noble aniquilaron, y la independencia no dio las tierras, pero los controles venían de afuera. Sudamericano, tú lo sabes bien, tú sufres las hambres y otros comen bien. Fuera el monopolio y su religión, fueran las alianzas con el opresor, porque este sol ya se acabó.
valiente. Vente que nos vamos a la lucha. Escucha, escucha que la tierra es chicana. Y me levanto en la mañana y sé que soy hijo del sol. La vida, la vida pues es fruto de la tierra. Guerra, guerra contra el capitalista que continúa la conquista de la gran gente del sol. Struggling for a better life and you. That's my jefita in the field. She's struggling for a better deal.
Oye, vato loco,
que no sabes que soy vato loco. Y me importa poco y ando, ando en mi Chevy cruising. Never losing any time at all.
No.
Rucas, ¿quién no sabes que soy vato loco? Y me importa poco y ando, ando en mi Chevy cruising. Never losing any time at all. Escucha, escucha que la tierra es chicana. Y me levanto en la mañana y sé que soy hijo del sol.
Sol, sol.
Mira la vida pues es fruto de la tierra. Guerra, guerra contra el capitalista que continúa la conquista de la gran gente del sol.
Sol, sol.
Hey you, listen, listen to the people in the fields now picking, struggling for a better life and deal. Jefita in the field. She's struggling for a better deal.
¿Quién no sabes que soy vato loco? Y me importa poco y ando, ando en mi Chevy cruising. Never losing any time at all. Sabes que soy vato loco, me importa poco y ando, ando en mi Chevy cruising, never losing any time at all.
Gente valiente, vente que nos vamos a la lucha. Escucha, escucha que la tierra es chicana. Y me levanto en la mañana y sé que soy hijo del sol.
first of all, I couldn't get it implanted into my head that I was going. I said, me, the rod, infantry, me, the rod in Vietnam. Well, what a trip. And then when I was there, the smell, when I first got out of the plane, the smell hit me before anything else. And I just had this eerie feeling like, I may never go back again. A couple more friends. We were on patrol and got ambushed. One of the guys was about 5 meters away from me. The bullet came about 3 inches from getting me. I was so scared they had us pinned down for 4.5 hours. I even ran out of ammunition. We killed 7 of them, they got 2. I can't stand it. We were pulling security for the Bob Hope show so the people with the good office jobs could see him. Don't you dare say any of this to Mom, okay? If she only knew how many times I'd gotten shot at, she'd flip. You know, in a way, I can hardly wait to tell you my war stories. I can't wait to go home and not be scared.
You found yourself on a beach in the night with dudes from Texas, corridos you sang. Your mind off another patrol. Get your 16 ready. It's time to go. You crawl through jungles, steamy hot. Sabatos, your aim, get shot. Heard the cries, saw them die there. You come home with ugly nightmare. González, Torres y Lascano on the front lines again, los chicanos, Martínez, García y Lujano. On the street in L.A. They said this country ships us off to fight, to return and deny us our right. So Chicanos fought and Chicanos spirits of Aztec warriors at their side. Fight fiercely, what else could we do? Just like we did in World War II. Que loco, Vietnam. Veterano José Luis y Chano.
castigados. Martínez, García y Lujano. Over there, don't ask, 'cause that much you'll get. This war is what they'd rather forget. Que loco, fiesta de verano. Hear the helicopter sound. Don't let them put you down.
About two blocks from my mother's house. It was a long walk home. Two blocks, it seemed like forever though, because it was like I was in a daze. It wasn't really happening. It was finally coming true that it was home. I didn't knock or anything, I just walked in. I believe my mother was talking to my grandmother on the phone. She just screamed. abrazó. And it was very emotional. And there's a lot of crying and carrying on. I was just glad to be home and just glad to see my mother and everybody. I didn't think I was going to see them again. Yeah, I was back from Vietnam finally.
Ve a nacer conmigo, hermano. Dame la mano desde la profunda zona de tu dolor diseminado. No volverás del fondo de las rocas. No volverás del tiempo subterráneo. No volverá tu voz endurecida. No volverán tus ojos taladrados. Yo vengo a hablar por vuestra boca muerta. A través de la tierra junta a todos los silenciosos labios derramados. Y desde el fondo habladme toda esta larga noche, como si yo estuviera con vosotros anclado. Contadme todo, cadena a cadena, eslabón a eslabón y paso a paso. Afilad los cuchillos que guardestéis. Ponedlos en mi pecho y en mi mano, como un río de rayos amarillos, como un río de tigres enterrados. Y dejadme llorar horas, días, años, edades ciegas, siglos estelares. Dadme el silencio, el agua, la esperanza. Dadme la lucha, el hierro, los volcanes. apegadme los cuerpos como imanes, acudid a mis venas y a mi boca, hablad por mis palabras y mi sangre.
So this is the Beto Man, and that's going to do it for me. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, of course, here to our show. Gracias once again from the bottom of our heart. Please tune in every Friday night. Por favor, dile a todos tus amigos, tus compañeros, tu familia, a todos, ¿verdad? Porque es importante que le decimos a toda la gente que escuchen a Radio Aslan every Friday night. Bueno, pues, that's going to do it for me, raza, once again. Ahí te guacho, pórtense bien con uno y otro, y pues, hasta la próxima.
I've been hurt before. It's all right. You don't love me anymore. Maybe someday I'll find a way without you. Where am I kidding? It's okay. Baby, I can see. It's okay. But will it make you happy? Maybe someday I'll find a way without you. Someday it won't be long. You're gonna find yourself all alone.